Michael, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, doctor.
Hello, sir.
Is vitamin E and krill, are they the same?
No, they're not the same. Krill contains a lot more of what are loosely called marine oils, and all that means is that the oils found in critters that live in the sea, which are not totally different, but somewhat different from what's in people. But
I hear you say when you take sardines that you need to take vitamin E.
You betcha you do, sir, because...
Would krill substitute for vitamin E in this case?
Oh, okay, I see where you're going. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't, because...
It wouldn't.
We see what nature does, and we were actually taught this one in medical school. I couldn't believe it. One of the few things they taught us about nature was that vitamin E molecules stick right up through the membranes of every cell, and when an oxidizing agent gets near them, and by the way, fish oil, as good as it is for us, can be an oxidant over time. What's time? Years and years and years, but it can be. But that vitamin E sticks up through the membrane of the cell, and it keeps it from oxidizing the cell. So we can use them both at the same time without hurting either one, ma'am or sir. So anyway,
well,
krill will not do that same thing.
If you donated blood, say, every other month, would this make any difference?
Difference to what?
So taking vitamin E.
No, it would not.
Well, it wouldn't. Okay.
Make a lot of difference to your risk of heart attack and stroke, but no, it would not make any difference to the vitamin E.
Okay. What can you take to reduce the speed of the heart?
I'm not sure I'd want to do that, sir. If it's going too fast, what we really need to do is look for the reason it's going too fast. And a lot of that very frequently has to do with a slight adrenal malfunction, namely not enough cortisol being made, so it makes more adrenaline, and that extra adrenaline gets the heart to pump faster. And particularly when we're past 75 to 80, it's much more common to have the adrenals weak on their cortisol output compared to what it was when we were 40. I'm not saying totally weaker, we'd be dead, but weaker than when we were 40. And to make up for that, the heart has to make more adrenaline sometimes. And when it does that, the pulse is going to go faster. So that's the first thing I go and look for is what's going on with my adrenal function, sir, because
so
then...
It's nothing then like blood vessels being plugged up, you have to push harder.
Not that I'm aware of, sir, no.
Mm-mm. Okay. Because I used my heart used to work at 60 beats a minute. I could go to the crossing signs and so forth and, you know, click right on them, and they were 60, and all of a sudden they started going up to 70 or 75.
Yeah. What's your blood pressure, sir, your general blood pressure?
I don't think it's above what it should be.
No. In fact, it would be below what it was in years past. I'm not so talking dramatically low, but let's say in the past your blood pressure has been, 124, 130 over, let's say, 70 or 80, and now you're down to 120 instead of 124 or 130. That is indicative of adrenal weakening. I did not say adrenal death. I said a weakening, and that makes it more likely that the body's going to have to pump out more adrenaline to keep things going at certain occasions.
So it's lack of adrenaline then, right?
Let's see. The extra adrenaline is made because the adrenals are weak at making cortisol, and that extra adrenaline is what causes the pulse to be higher.
Oh, I see. So other than that, that's what you're going to fix it with. You don't take a vitamin supplement or something to slow the heart down.
No, you wouldn't want to take something to slow the heart down, not if that's the case. That's why I'd work with a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and you will not find this kind of analysis at any of the conventional places. They simply don't teach it. And if that doc finds out that your adrenals are a little weak at making cortisol, then... No, we don't try to block the adrenaline that's coming out as a response. That's keeping us alive, especially in emergencies. Instead, what we do is we try to increase our body's capability of making up to the normal amount of cortisol, and that automatically slows down the adrenaline output.
Oh, it does. Oh.
Yes, it does.
Is there any problem with taking niacin?
Aside from the flush that some of us get, you know, where we turn the blood vessels really dilate and we turn hot all over.
No, you turn red and you burn up and so forth and so on.
No. Aside from that, sir, there isn't.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.